to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. We are back for a Monday episode. I am Alexa, and with me is my beautiful co-host, Ambi.
Hey, everybody. Monday fun day. Whoop, whoop.
My hype girl, Ambi.
Hype girl for life.
Hype girl for life. And we are not alone today. We have our good friend and one of our mentors right now, Robin Talla, who is a health and business coach, poet, a DJ, and community organizer who has been working with Purium for about 3 years. And we are so excited to have him on the show to talk about Purium today. Hi, Talla. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? So nice to be with you.
Absolutely. So nice of you to be here. It's funny because we've like worked up to this conversation for, for weeks, and we're excited to finally kind of go into depth about Purium, what it is, and all the things. So thank you for being here, because you are such a beautiful, I was just thinking in your intro, you know, you're a poet, and I was like, that is so appropriate for him, because you're so beautiful with words. So,
oh, thank you so much. I definitely love words and consider myself a wordsmith.
Yes, absolutely. Well, so let's start with, first of all, let's preface this conversation with, you know, Ambi and I, we mentioned on the podcast, I don't know how long ago, probably about a month ago or a couple months ago, that we were aligning with Purium to become brand partners. And I think we mentioned that she and I were both doing the 40-day cleanse, which we did, which was definitely a very interesting experience for both of us. But we never really followed up on it. And I think that's because we were kind of waiting for the right time to, bring it all together. And something that's been in my mind recently is, the new year is coming, and getting everyone, like all of our listeners together, to do a group transformation. And anyway, so this would be a perfect time, Talla, to give everyone listening, first of all, some background on Purium, what it is, because I know a lot of people have probably heard of it and aren't really quite sure what's going on with it. So give an overview of what that is, and then we can kind of talk about this group transformation that we're planning on doing, as well as some other interesting info.
Yeah, for sure. I feel so passionately about helping people step into their higher purpose, their true selves, and their ultimate vitality. I think that this world is set up for us to really be dulled down. I think the powers that be rely on a compliant and busy population to keep the mechanics of the default world going. But I believe in a world that is full of people who are living their highest purpose and living in their truth. And I think in order to do that, we need to set the stage of our bodies to be in ultimate vitality, to be nourished and to be free of toxins. And when we do this, our mind opens up. Our mental fog we might have goes away. Our bodies feel stronger and more capable. And we feel we create a beautiful symbiotic relationship with our bodies that opens up space for us to see what else is possible in our lives, whether it's 5 minutes a day or a couple hours a day or more, to explore what it is we are really here to do. And so I think this world needs more leaders, more heart-centered leaders. And so at my core, just as an individual, and I start from an individual because that's what I have the most empowerment to express. That's my mission, is to help people live into their higher truth, and then to help, and then to organize us to step forward to make this world a better place. So starting at the individual, moving into the families and communities, and then looking at the global level. And really, I think that's a big part of the mission of Purium as well. So Purium is a word that is combining two words, pure and premium. And it is truly a movement disguised as a company whose mission is to end human suffering and heal the planet. Now, that is a huge, huge mission. And undoubtedly, the only way that we can do this is step by step, person by person. So my friends, Dave and Amy, they started this company. They are some of the original founders of the organic movement back in the late 70s and early 80s. They've been working in the health food industry for decades. Dave Sandoval is the author of the Green Foods Bible, and he was the host of the most popular and famous nutritional and health radio show in New York City for a long time. He works with celebrities and MMA fighters in Los Angeles and Hollywood. He is a consultant to the Norwegian royal family. He works with some of the most prestigious scientists in the world when it comes to nutritional health. And he is a visionary. And Amy Venner is his right hand, who runs the operations of the company, as well as the Million Mom Movement, which is really there to empower mothers to make their families more healthy, because moms are our superheroes and they are so busy, yet still manage to keep their children growing up in a healthy way. And we want to make life easier for them. So basically, these two visionaries were making products for other companies, health products for other companies for a long time. But what they noticed is that in the retail space, we have this dynamic of competition where everyone is trying to get to the lowest price. And what many companies do to get there is cut corners. And when it comes to health products, it's sort of a paradox, because people are buying health products because they want high quality, they want effectiveness. But then in the retail space, people are cutting the quality in order to get a better price. And then people don't get the effects, the results that they actually want. And Dave and Amy, they come from their heart. They're people who really care about this planet. And so they decided to stop making products for other companies and to start manufacturing and distributing their own high quality, top shelf, organic, beyond organic, non-GMO. We call them health products, but truly we're working with plant intelligence here, where we are creating relationships with plant-based nutrition that will help us live this life, this better life, and achieve these results. So Purium was created in order to connect with people directly. So basically, they started it in the social sharing space, sort of like Uber or Airbnb. So you're not going to find it on Amazon. You're not going to find it in Whole Foods. You're not going to find it at any of these traditional places where, you know, the majority of every dollar you spend is going up to the, you know, CEOs, and the average workers are making such a small amount. Where you will find this is through your friends and your family and community, and directly in the social sharing space. And by doing that, we are able to not have to like get, you know, 0.5 seconds of someone's attention in an advertisement and then hope that when they see it on the store shelf, they know what it is. What we have here is more complex, where when you really take an eye, like commit to such detail when it comes to the quality, you could look at the products next to other products and think, oh, well, this is similar to some other green powder. But when you really dig into the science of what we're doing here, it's a completely different product. So we noticed that word of mouth is actually such a powerful way of sharing things. People trust each other. And when you're hearing from someone you trust, like Alexa or Ambi, or, you know, someone in your community, you're going to give more of your attention like you are by listening to this podcast. So we find that this is a means of distribution in which people really understand what they're getting. And then once they try the products, which are all on a 60-day money-back guarantee, they see that the results are completely different and oftentimes blow any kind of other, you know, cleanse or nutritional protocol that they've experienced out of the water. And so what I've experienced personally is incredible, incredible results. I was looking for weight loss and changing my relationship to foods. And even though I knew how to eat healthy, I just wanted to create a more balanced nutritional protocol and diet for myself, and gain muscle and just feel more competent and more confident and strong and vital in my body. And in a matter of days when I first started, I got a lot of those results and I was able to step into a process of self-love, affirming my body, not compared to cultural beauty standards, but to achieve the health goals that I wanted. And now I've seen thousands and thousands of people do that. And it's such rewarding work to help facilitate that. So I'm really looking forward to the New Year's Eve group 40-day health reset transformation that we will be doing all together to start 2019 by nourishing our bodies, minds, and souls.
Beautifully said. That just got me excited all over again. thank you so much. Yeah, you know, it's really I was telling Ambi a couple of days ago, like, if I had had this product when I was younger, I think my life would have been completely different, because I've really struggled over the years with my weight, my body image, even just things like my skin, like feeling like I was never really getting the right nutrients, but being so overwhelmed by not understanding what I needed. And, you know, there's so many different vitamins and supplements and things out there. Every time I even started to look into it, it felt like I needed so many things, I didn't even know where to start. And for me, when I did my cleanse, it was hard in the beginning, very hard, because it made me realize how much I was relying on food to just make me happy or distract me or, you know, any number of things. But after the first few days, I started to really see just my mood increase. My mood just improved like crazy. I mean, even now, I was telling Amy as well, like, my parents are literally like, wow, you're so happy all the time. It's crazy. Like, you were never like this when you were growing up. But things like my nails are so strong, like my skin is so smooth, like I'm constantly getting, like my partner's constantly like, wow, your skin is so soft, it's crazy. Little things like that. But truly, like you said, just feeling empowered in my body and clear in my mind. It was a really amazing experience for me. Ambi, do you want to share what your experience was like with it?
Yeah. So essentially, in the beginning, I started a little bit after you, like days after you. And I remember thinking when you were telling me, gosh, this is funny. So I lost 70 to 80 pounds 4 years ago, just by like doing a lot of research and figuring out, like, it was really, really hard. It took 2 years. And just by doing a lot of research and like just being very diligent about what I was eating and educating myself on what was healthy and things like that. So when you did your cleanse, I remember you telling me that you didn't know how comforting food was. And I remember thinking, like, well, I don't eat for comfort. Like, I was such a pompous jerk, like, thinking that. And then when I started the 40-day transformation, really wasn't hard for me, because I feel like I eat pretty well most of the time. But then the 10-day cleanse, like no coffee, for example, I was struggling, because it was so emotional for me that I actually cried the second day. And I was like, I just want a hug. And I meant like a cup of coffee, because I didn't realize that connection that I'm making towards food is so much more than just like filling my body with nutrients. It's a hug to me. It's comfort. And that was blatantly obvious for me when I did the 10-day cleanse. And I was like, wow, this is way more than food. This is stemming from a lot of other things. And this is blocking me in a lot of different ways. And I realized after I did the 10-day cleanse and before I did the 10-day cleanse, I realized that I keep telling myself out loud, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. And then I started to realize, like, one, this is a story that you keep telling yourself. And two, it's perpetuating you drinking more coffee. And then it's really something that I need to give up, because it's allowing me to deprive myself of sleep. Like, there's just a lot of things that happen when you're addicted to caffeine, like headaches, all kinds of stuff. So that really helped me. But then also it cleared up my skin. I was having a lot of skin issues as well. And I really noticed, and I still have really clear skin. And right now I'm on my period, and normally when I'm on my period, it's like, it's really bad. But this time I only got one pimple, and it wasn't even a huge deal. It was amazing. What was the other thing? I never realized how much I bloat until I saw the before and after pictures that I took. And I didn't do it. Like I said, I lost weight 4 years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. So I didn't do it to lose weight, but I did it because I originally got into Perium before we even decided to align the podcast with it, because I had heard of really good things with sensory processing disorder, and my daughter has that. And you know, you can listen to that episode where we talk about that. But I started to drink the drink that I bought for her, and I started, it tastes like tea. It was actually pretty good. So I just talked to Alexa about it, and then we decided to do it for ourselves. And I really liked it. I still use all the products. I don't drink pre-workout anymore, which is really nice, because pre-workout makes me feel really jittery and really out of my body. I did drink pre-workout the other day, and it was more of like, I want to see how it affects me now. And it was so foul tasting, and so it made me feel so bad that I was like, never again will I do this. And I remember saying on the last episode, talking about this, that the beet juice like tasted disgusting. And I really like it. Like, I'm laughing because it's actually really good. And when I don't, if I go, I think for the retreat, I didn't have it for the weekend. And when I drank it that Monday, I was like, oh, thank God. Because it's just like, you get used to these habits that you come into, and then it changes the way that you taste things, which is really nice. Because I'm a big sweets person, and I feel like I don't crave as many sweets anymore, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, that's the same with me. My like a lot of my cravings that I used to have are like non-existent anymore, which is really nice. I feel so much more balanced in my body. But so Tala, you know, Something that Ambi, even though we both had these amazing experiences, right? And, you know, that's why we both were saying we want to do it again with our listeners. We want to do it again, like, with a group of people. And it just aligned that you were doing, leading a group transformation as well, right? At the same time we wanted to do it, which you just explained. But one of the things, you know, as Ambi and I, like, aligned with this podcast, and you know, I realized, like I said, like, this is something I've been looking for kind of my whole life. Like, it slowly dawned on me that, like, I really, this just is about everything that I want to be about, and it's really changing a lot of parts of my life. But you know, I would love if we could talk about the you know, the network marketing aspect of this business of Purium, and especially within the context of the resistance that a lot of us in, like, the, you know, the quote unquote spiritual community have to promoting things, because I know that Ambi and I have both kind of dealt with some resistance with, you know, promoting Purium, and it's something that we've had to talk about with each other and really like have to kind of go back into our past and really understand where this resistance comes from, which we can talk about a bit. But, you know, realizing that it's like, this is one of the most amazing things that we could ever, it's an amazing gift to give someone. It's an amazing thing to give the world. It's amazing. I went to a Purium event, and one of the things that was said was, this is like, if you've come to Purium, like you have been given an opportunity to give others. Like, it's an amazing thing. And I would just love to talk to you about your perspective on why we have this, you know, this ickiness factor to promoting something that's so beautiful and so amazing, and how, well, just your perspective on that from working in Purium and seeing that whole side of it.
I'm so grateful that you're asking this question, because I really believe in radical honesty and clear communication. And I think that it's important for us to speak openly about, you know, not just our successes and inspiration, but also our challenges and our blockages. And I think that those elements exist inside lots of different areas of life. But particularly when it comes to sharing with people, one of the things that one of the dynamics that arises is that you're no longer just in control of yourself and what you think about things. When we share anything with anyone, we are inviting and opening a space for feedback. And when there is a space for feedback, it could be positive or it could be negative. And humans inherently, and I get a lot of this this particular aspect of what I'm speaking of from one of my favorite lecturers and authors, Brené Brown. Her newest book is about belonging. And in a tribal society, which we all humans were and still are in many cases for thousands of years, belonging is inherent or important, vitally important for survival. Because if a human was outcast from their tribe, they would basically die in our hunter-gatherer days. And so we are still so programmed to fear not belonging on such a primal level. So when we open up space for feedback for anything, we are opening up the potential that people we care about may judge us. And we live in a different world now where, you know, it's, you know, with social media, it's virtually impossible not to take a stand on something. And if you're not going to take a stand on anything, then chances are your life is pretty boring and you probably don't feel self-expressed. And as those of us who know, I mean, pretty much probably everyone listening to this podcast knows that when you do become self-expressed, it is one of the most rewarding and fulfilling things in life. And so I start here because really when we talk about this, it's about so much more than a business model. It's about the sense of belonging that we have for anything that we do. And anytime we stand up for something we believe in, we are risking that. Whether you're an advocate of natural childbirth, or whether you support a particular politician, or whether you know like a certain kind of fashion or event or yoga, you know, there are people who are going to totally agree with you and there are some people who may not. But I think what it comes down to is when we do cultivate our belief in something, are we willing to be out about it in such a way where we are proud of what we believe in and we are willing to endure the temporary ignorance from people we love who may not understand what we're doing. And what I advocate for within this particular experience as it pertains to this business model is that even when people don't agree or have a past experience, which may lead them to have a negative emotion, we have the opportunity every time to open up empathic listening space to receive any kind of criticism that there may be and empathize with it. Because the truth is that most people who have, and this is increasingly, actually, I don't even experience resistance with the millennial generation, of which I am on the older end of, and younger. There's barely any resistance, but I have experienced resistance to this business model with older generations, and there's a good reason for that. The system of business that we're talking about here, although every company is different, and our company is actually a hybrid model, which uses straight up e-commerce on a customer platform, the customer side, and then has a multi-level pay plan for people who choose to be brand partners. But in general, this particular system is known as network marketing, though I like calling it ethical networking because there are certain things that I advocate for that are different than the standard. But this sort of general business platform in the past has also been called multi-level marketing, or MLM. Now, here's the truth. MLM has been done and is currently being done wrong, really wrong, by a lot of people. And so, as with any business model, there are ways of doing it wrong and ways of doing it right. Just because Taco Bell makes like crappy Mexican food doesn't mean that some like family-made gourmet Mexican food, or not gourmet, maybe hole in the wall, made by loving hands of people bringing their traditional food to you, is, it doesn't mean that Mexican food is bad, Taco Bell is bad, right? So, you know, you can have a retail shop that's run really poorly, and or you can have one that's great. So with MLM of the past, or network marketing as it's currently called, basically all that means is connecting people directly to share products and services that they love, and then building a network of people and helping them discover how to do that. And when you share inside this business system, when you share something you love and believe in, then you are compensated with a commission of the sale of that item. Now, within Purium, we don't really use the word sale very much because most people, first of all, have a negative connotation with that word. And second of all, we're not really selling anything. We're just sharing our experience and then directing people to a resource where they can, you know, choose to make a purchase or not, depending on what they heard and what they feel. So we're really just, I'm training people in using their story, using Joseph Campbell's work around the hero's journey format, and Brene Brown's work around the power of vulnerability and authenticity, to just get better at having conversations in our lives in general about what we love and sharing that with our communities. Now, what we see in the social sharing space is that companies like Lyft or Airbnb or Instacart or any of the numerous companies that have sprouted up in the social sharing space are already doing this, basically this same thing. They're cutting out the middlemen and offering a product or service directly to people, spread word of mouth, and they allow you to engage with that in order to either use the product or service or to share your code and gain credit for it. It's the same system, except with these apps, they don't compensate you. Or if they compensate you, it's maybe a one-time credit on the system. And then after that, you've given away your network to them. With this system, with network marketing, with ethical networking, you are able to actually make a reoccurring commission when you share it, this thing that you love, in this case, a nutritional protocol, a series of, you know, 60 plus health products that are grown with love and care, that are tested down to the molecular level using infrared spectrometers, and guaranteed that every single batch of every ingredient is screened to be beyond organic, free of any kind of GMOs, heavy metals, dangerous microbes, and are grown around the world with love and intention way beyond the USDA organic standard. So when you have products that are so meaningful and effective and are on a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can have faith that when you share this with people, that they can have their own experience with it. And so when you have that kind of faith in something and you believe in it and it's affected your lives, I mean, listen to the stories that Ambi and Alexa just shared. And I have my own story too about how this has positively affected my life and allowed me to become so much more empowered. It's natural to want to share that with people. you know, we share movies, we share books, we share restaurants that we love with our friends and family all the time. I think where the resistance sometimes comes up is that inside of the marketplace, quote unquote, these days, that term has come to be associated with unbridled consumerism. And the industry sort of practice of pushing things on people that they don't need. And this like huge and massive like gluttonous consumerism of fake plastic crap that is polluting and destroying our world. And I think we have this association when we hear the term selling, or we hear the term marketing or market, or we're associating our sharing with receiving compensation. It starts to hearken our associations, mental associations, with that general sort of nebulous cloud of feelings, which are, you know, the quote unquote marketplace. But if you look back in time, you know, and you look at like the Silk Road, or you think about, you know, the three wise men sharing their gifts with, you know, the Christ child, or you think of like any other spiritual or historical context, we oftentimes look at the market as a very beautiful and mysterious and amazing place, you know, and really truly all marketing is supporting each other by sharing and exchanging goods and ideas. So, you know, I could wax poetic about this all day. I am obviously a thinker and a passionate person, but what I want is to create a better world. I want to create a world which is environmentally sustainable. I want to create a world where my children can swim in rivers and streams without fearing for the toxins. I want to create a world where people are able to detox their lower gut, which is right now riddled with environmental pesticides, you know, things like glyphosate, which is made by Monsanto and is in Roundup, which is the most popular agricultural product on earth. And, you know, this toxin destroys our lower gut microbiome and leads to leaky gut and to cancers and to autism and to autoimmune conditions, and has been found in the blood sample of every single every blood sample taken of an adult in North America in the last decade has found toxic levels of glyphosate. And so here we have a company that has the first and only product in the world which will chelate and remove the glyphosate from the lower gut and then rehabilitate the damage done. So, you know, I am passionate about creating a world which is full of peace and love and compassion and environmental respect and sustainability. And I think it's incumbent upon us in this generation. We've been past a system in a world which is obviously being, the environment is being so manipulated and toxified that we must do something. If we care about our future generations, we must do something. And for me, that means becoming financially empowered, because the people making the big decisions on this planet are the people who are in control of that economy. They're the ones who, no matter what political leaders are elected, it seems with campaign finance as it is and all of the political situation, that our politicians are beholden so often to the people, the corporate powers in our world and the billionaires and people with money. Well, how is anything going to change if all of us who care about sustainability are all relegated to dollar per hour jobs that barely support our survival? So here with network marketing, you have a system, if used right, if you practice abundance mentality, you are not salesy or pushy, you are telling your story in an authentic way, and then you are a servant leader helping people open the door to something that can help them, and then you're able to actually generate either an additional income, or you're able to, like I have, replace your income stream altogether and generate more financial abundance than I ever had in my life, breaking the poverty cycle of my family. This is an opportunity. This is a system, when used properly, that is not discriminatory by age, sex, gender, ability, any sort of demographic delineation. It's a system that any person, if they apply themselves, do personal growth, and learn how to handle themselves in a responsible, respectful, consensual, and harmonious way with their friends and family, they're able to provide this experience that we're talking about here to people and support themselves financially. And if enough of those people decide to do this and to step forward, I envision us creating so much financial abundance that we can truly change this world. So the first step is to join us for this group transformation that we're doing. And if you'd like to, I'm happy to, in the next part of the conversation, explain like what that will look like, both in terms of the community container we're creating, as well as the actual protocol, what the products are, how good they taste, and how what you can expect from the protocol. But the first step to doing this is to trying the products and being part of the community experience and seeing how it is for you. And I invite you to join us for your New Year's resolution to do that together. But just to circle around and close my thought, you know, I think that any place that we experience resistance in our lives is a marker for growth. I think that all growth happens outside of our comfort zone. So when there is resistance, and that's not to say that anywhere there is resistance is a place you should explore, like, you know, like in a big way. Some places maybe aren't so healthy, but when there's resistance, it's a good place to look. And so I just want to recognize you, Ambi and Alexa, for not just closing down with your resistance, but with opening up to me and having the conversation and then moving through it to realize that, you know, when we are resistant and we shut down, it's actually selfish. We are considering our own self feelings of potential rejection or whatever those challenging emotions are more than we're empowering the potential to share something that could change people's lives. So I really recognize both of you for moving through those emotions to realize that this is something beautiful that you could help your listeners change their lives. And who knows how many lives that could end up touching by the people who share. So thank you for doing that work and for coming forward and blossoming into the evolution of your highest self.
Mm. Thank you so much. That was so beautifully said. I'm like ready to go like march for plants right now. I swear. I would love to move into the part of the convo you mentioned. But before doing that, I think, you know, just to give a little more detail on what Tala's referencing, you know, it, even though this company, like we mentioned, has just been so, at least in my experience, it was just so like, yes, 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 as I've mentioned, especially recently, all of these old feelings started to pop up, all of this old resistance, and I was getting really frustrated about it. I was like, what is this? Like, why can't I just break through this? This is really frustrating to me because I know this is good. I know this is helping people. I know this is like a responsibility, you know, to get this out there. Yet I was feeling all this old ickiness come up and, you know, Ambi and I were talking, and what came up on my end was remembering when I was like a nightclub promoter, and I was also working in the music industry, and I had artists I was managing, and I was promoting like all kinds of music and just constantly spamming people and just trying to get anyone and everyone to just bite on something that no one wanted to bite on because it was, you know, the market was so like inundated with the stuff already, and feeling like I was bothering people and feeling like I was, you know, feeling like I wasn't really adding anything. I was just trying to get something, right? And so that's really what came back up for me. And, you know, and Ambi had her own experience, which she can share. But like, finally, there was this moment where suddenly it was like Ambi and I were on the phone, and I was like, you know what? This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy that we are feeling bad about like trying to share this with people who want it and need it and the world. Like, this is amazing. Like, this is something, like I said, I've been looking, I wish I had when I was a child. I wish I knew about this. I wish this was available to me. If it had been, I truly believe my life would be so much different. And it's almost like when Ambi, we were talking earlier, and Ambi was mentioning that in the beginning she didn't like the beet powder, the beet juice, and then all of a sudden she was craving it, right? It's like, I was kind of thinking that, you know, our society is kind of like, And I think it's because like our bodies are so acidic right now with the food that we're eating that at first like green food doesn't taste good to us. It tastes gross, right? Because our bodies are so acidic, it doesn't like match the vibration. But then as you start to integrate more green foods and, you know, organic foods into your body, that's what your body starts to crave. So it's kind of the same way with like, you know, these amazing, beautiful things. It's almost like our society, part of our society is kind of so acidic that it seems not really a match, or we're just not used to it yet. We're not used to such a like a beautiful organic thing. Like, and I'm talking about Purium as a whole, right? We have all of our guards up, all of our walls up and stuff. So it was just this moment when we were on the phone when I kind of almost snapped and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. This is a gift. Like, this is a gift. And Tala, you said it better than I could ever say it. So I'm not even going to go back and say what you said. But truly, I mean, that is the truth. Like, this is an opportunity for all of us, like not just Ambi and I, but like for every single person listening to not only, you know, align their body with their mind and their spirit, which is what we're doing by listening to this podcast all the time, but also to become financially, you know, independent and successful, and also to just help their community around them, you know, just by leveling up in this way. You know, we always say on the show, like, be the crystal. And that means like be as high vibe as you can and be an example for others. And that's going to affect way more people than, you know, than trying to go individually, like tell someone what they need to do. It's like, you be the crystal, like you level up in every way that you can. And it's going to have an effect on everyone who sees and feels that. Right. And I think this is like another amazing way to do that. And, Ambi, did you want to?
Yeah, I do want to chime in. So essentially I had more resistance than Alexa did. And the reason for that was I really didn't understand the reason until Alexa and I had that conversation. But basically when I lost the weight, like I decided I basically had like a midlife crisis and changed my whole life. I was in sales for 10 years prior to being a physical therapy assistant. So I felt like, I remember I would go home every day and cry because I just felt so bad. Not that I sold insurance. So it was things that people needed. It wasn't that I was selling like, you know, a cure to cancer that wasn't really a cure. Like I don't think I could sleep if I was doing something like that, but it just didn't feel right to me. And so I decided, you know, I was overweight. I wanted to change my life. I decided to go back to school to help people be a physical therapy assistant. And I lost weight because I remember people kept looking at me and saying, you're going to teach people how to exercise. And like looking at me like, you're overweight, but you're going to teach people how to be healthy. Mm. So that was really a game changer and an eye opener for me. And when I started doing research, now, mind you, I've always, as long as I was 20 years old, I've been the type of person that goes to the gym every day. I used to spend literally, not exaggerating, 2 hours in the gym. So I'm the type of person that can be in the gym as long as I want to, and I won't lose weight. Nutrition is the key for me. And when I started doing research on what is in our food and why does Whole Foods allow things that are bad for us that have GMOs in them, but they claim that it's okay. And it's like this whole big thing that I won't go into right now, but same thing with Trader Joe's. They don't disclose how they treat their animals. They don't disclose where their farms are kept. There's a lot of things that these stores that I really like, but they still don't disclose a lot of things. There are foods that are illegal in other countries because there's a direct link to cancer and to the foods that we eat in America. So this is not something that we've made up. This is not like a conspiracy theory. This is facts that are out there. So that became very important to me and to my family. So that being said, that brings me to my resistance. So I decided to become a Beachbody coach because they just had this product out called the 21 Day Fix, and it was really amazing. It was all about nutrition, and that was how I lost the weight. So I decided to jump on board with them. I liked what the company stood for and helping people. But when I started to get more successful in the company and I started to dive deeper into it, I realized that a lot of the things, and this was my experience, okay? But I realized that a lot of the things that I had valued in the people that I was, that were mentoring me and things of that nature, it was very fake and it was very superficial. And it felt very much like high school all over again. So when Alexa was like, you know, I think it would be really great to partner the podcast with Purium, I was on board, but I wasn't 100% on board because I had those old wounds from this other program that I essentially decided to put all of my eggs in one basket. And, you know, I got a little burned, which is fine, which is good. But that being said, that was where my resistance lies. I didn't want it to be salesy. I didn't want, that's why I got out of sales. I didn't want to feel like I was misleading people and saying, this is how I lost 70 pounds with these products, because that's not how it happened. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe in what they stand for. And that doesn't mean that there's not an opportunity for other people to change their life in a very dramatic way, both with your health and with financially. So that being said, Alexa brought up a good point. And the reason that we decided to talk about the resistance that we were having is if you've been listening to the show, you know that I am a physical therapy assistant and I help people in their homes. So I work with people that physically cannot leave their homes. And one of the things that these people most of the time have in common is they eat really poorly. They drink soda. They drink a lot of sweet tea. It's a lot of things that I've started to notice that are really unhealthy for you. And you're talking about people that are in their 70s that shouldn't be like this. We shouldn't be in our 70s and be bedbound because we can no longer, our body's not working. That's not how our bodies were meant to be. We can live much, much longer than that if we treat our body right. So that's when that was the moment that I decided, you know what, I really don't care what people think anymore. This is a good product. This is a good company. And it goes further than just me not wanting to be salesy. It goes into what Tala said in the aspect of, I have to put my fears aside to help other people, because that's really what I want to do, is help other people. That's why I became a physical therapy assistant. That's why I decided to partner with Beachbody and now Purium. And that's why I give readings to people, because I want to help people. So I think that's what these products can do. And that's what this company does, is their views and their goals align with my views and my goals. And I think it's insane in our society that we should be ashamed of that, because of the fact that it costs money, right? So if it was free, I think everybody would be like, okay, cool. But because it costs money, that's where the resistance is for me, is like, oh, I don't want to be pushy and like make people buy something. But in actuality, you're going to buy food anyway. You're going to buy products anyway. So why not be educated on what is out there? And then you make a decision, you know? So I'm not trying to push anybody into thinking my way or anything of that nature. But in the same aspect, I do feel a responsibility to educate people on what is actually in our food, what you are ingesting into your body, because it's not as harmless as some people think it is.
Yeah. Preach.
Yeah, that was beautifully said, Ambie. Yeah, so Tala, that all being said, should we talk a little bit about, you know, moving forward now that we're all here ready to go on the same page?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I just want to first just thank both of you for opening up and sharing and being vulnerable with your process, because that's how we inspire each other, is by sharing our vulnerability. And one thing that Brené Brown says is, like, when you are being vulnerable, you as in referring to yourself, oftentimes it's easy to feel like weak, like being vulnerable is being weak, right? We're exposing these parts of ourselves that we're not confident in. But then when we see someone else being vulnerable, we think, oh my God, how courageous, you know? And so the work then is to apply that feeling to yourself, to know that you're actually being courageous when you're being vulnerable. And so both of you have opened up and allowed yourself to be vulnerable. And it's so courageous. So I applaud you so much. And there's so much that I could say to bounce off of each of your shares. But I just wanted to say one thing about Ambie's share, or in response to Ambie's share. And I didn't actually even know that you used to be with Beachbody. And so what I'll say is that just like the metaphor that I made, the illustration that I made of Taco Bell to gourmet Mexican food, or handmade Mexican food, same goes with business, okay? Like, you can do this, you can take the same business model and it can be done in a way that is, and I'm not implying anything about like how anyone does, because I think even within companies, you can do, there can be people who do it great and people who don't. But like, I know that a lot of people get turned off from network marketing because once they decide to promote the product, the coaching that they often get is very dry, salesy, pushy, and inauthentic. And I think that comes from a place of scarcity. I think that when you are in scarcity, as an individual or as a business, it can be easy to turn to sales tactics, which are maybe proven to be effective, but are effective because of somewhat nefarious motives. And it can be easy to justify that when you're in survival mode. You're like, well, I've got to pay the bills, so I've got to do what it takes, right? And I wouldn't blame you for doing that, because we do have to survive. But the interesting thing that sort of feels like a paradox sometimes, but actually turns out to be more effective in business, is that if you step into the energy of what you want to cultivate, you will actually attract more people. So being in abundance mentality, and especially in the dynamic of social media these days, but also in person, if you back off from that part of you that thinks you need to make the pitch that tells your story and says, if you're interested, then contact me. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows if they're interested in anything that you say, they can contact you. You don't have to give them like instructions. And when you do that, it feels like needy. It feels lacking. It feels in scarcity. And I think that a lot of companies actually come from that. And a lot of the reasons that people don't like, you know, MLMs of the past is that they require people to become distributors in order to get the products. That is scarcity. That is a company saying, we have to force you to be a distributor in order to get our products sold. And the truth is, if the products are amazing, you don't need to do that. If the products are so awesome that people will want to promote them and want to share them with their friends, then you don't need to do that. So what Purium did is we decided we are going to be a hybrid company where if people just want to be a customer, they can do that. They don't have to join. They don't have to create an auto ship. They don't have to create a membership. They can simply go to the retail site and they can use a code from someone who has chosen to be a brand partner in order to get a discount. But beyond that, that's it. It's just like any other Shopify platform. And then if people are inspired to share, then they can become a brand partner at a very, very low cost, or free, depending on a few circumstances, and get a code that they can share with their friends and family. And I think every level of doing business stems from the initial decision to be in abundance mentality or scarcity mentality. And once you start that ball rolling, it's really hard to roll it. Like, once it's rolling down the hill, it's really hard to roll it back up the hill. And so that's why with my team and the people that I train in order to share this with their communities effectively, the number one thing that we do is talk about abundance mentality and how to be in that space of abundance, even if you're not making the kind of money you want, and even if you are struggling to pay the bills, to know and trust that there are a huge, incredible amount of people out there who are looking for what we have. And it's just a matter of tuning your vibration and your consciousness and your story to to interface with people in a way that feels harmonious and inviting. And then you attract those people who want that to you. And you also, regardless of who you attract or don't attract, you interact with the people in a way that actually strengthens your relationships, that doesn't weaken. That's one of the main things I hear where people are, when people want to do this, but they're scared to, they're like, well, I don't want to destroy my relationships. And I say, good. I don't want you to destroy your relationships either. The whole point of this, no matter whether you become successful in this business model or not, it's like entrepreneurial training wheels to be able, and it's beyond entrepreneurial, it's like life skills training wheels to be able to show you how to speak with people about anything you care about in a way which hears them, listens, and affirms that you hear the person you're talking to and value what they're saying, and that you can present something that you love and believe in a way which is harmonious, non-pressuring, and heartfelt, and gives people the option to either walk through the door and experience what you're talking about or not. And if they decide not to, thank them for their honesty and let them know that you appreciate them being real, and that if they ever should feel a desire to explore this, you are a resource for them. And if not, you're their friend. You're here regardless of what comes out of, you know, of the relationship materially. And so I just wanted to speak to that because, Ambi, I heard you saying like that your experience with Beachbody that was good up until a point, but then you felt like a disconnect with some of the ways that they were training you to interface with people. And I think that's very common for maybe listeners who have been involved with some kind of network marketing company in the past. You might relate with that. And I just want to let you know that there is a new way of doing it. And I call it ethical networking. And that's what I teach. And no matter whether you're someone who is, you know, considering the opportunity, the huge opportunity here, because when you decide to do this cleanse with us, you can join as a customer or you can join as a brand partner and explore, like, maybe you have 5 or 10 people in your life who would want to do this with us, and you could get your codes right away and pay for your products by sharing it with people. Or if you're an entrepreneurially minded person, you could launch in and take advantage of the hidden gem of all of this, which is actually the community and the thousands upon thousands of dollars of in value of free entrepreneurial training and personal growth work, which you get because this is a system that's based on mutual success. So I provide everyone on my team free coaching and free personal growth work and free entrepreneurial training, because the more successful they are, the more successful I will be, because I make a percentage of everything they do, rather than offering coaching, which you pay me for up front, and then I have no vested interest in you being successful because I've already made my money. You know, it's a communal, truly a communal system. So I just want people to know that there is a different way of doing this, a way that's based in abundance consciousness, a way that really puts the relationship front and center. We like to say we're servant leaders. And so that's what I'm teaching. And if people take those skills and they apply it to their Purium business and make, you know, a full-time residual income or more than full-time, which is what I've created in the last, you know, year and a half, great. If they take those skills and never do anything with Purium, but it enriches the rest of their lives, great. Like, I'm here to make the world a better place. So obviously, I can go on and on about that, and I don't know exactly how long this podcast is supposed to be, but I would love to tell you about the protocol and what we're actually doing, so that if you're listening to this, you can decide if you want to join us in up-leveling your vitality and meeting some of your health goals for the new year. So does that sound good? Would you like me to go to the protocol now for a minute?
Yeah.
Sounds okay. Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to go over it rather quickly because, as I said, I think that we're almost approaching our hour, which is traditionally the length of most podcasts. So there are a lot of resources if you want to go in depth. And I am also, I didn't used to be, but now that I've been involved with this, I have become a total nutrition dork and like biochemistry dork, which if you had told me in high school that I would be interested in this stuff, I would have like given you the hand, because like I am more of like go out and have a good time, like celebration, like super spontaneous, silly adventure kind of person with an entrepreneurial spirit. But what I've learned is that actually, like, I'm fascinated about what's going on in my body, and that my body is my vessel, which carries me through this life to have all those fun experiences. So I want to understand what I'm doing with it so that I can help my body live for a really long time, and I can be doing yoga classes with my grandkids, you know, like I'm so I can say a lot, and I can go, and I'm going to really work not to go off on all the tangents about all the really cool science associated with this and behind these products, because I could talk for another hour about that. But I'm going to give you a nutshell. And then if you as a listener want to learn more, you can reach out to Ambie and Alexa via the communication channels that I'm sure that they'll offer you at the end of this podcast, or via their Facebook page or website, and they'll connect you with some resources that go into more detailed science about what's going on here. But basically, what it is a 40-day health reset. So when I say 40-day, it's made up of two different protocols that go together, okay? So the first one is called the Core 4, and it is four products that you use on a daily basis, which give you your foundation of nutrition, so that whatever lifestyle you're living, whether it is, you know, out and about grabbing a slice or a burrito because you, you know, only have so much time for your lunch break, or whether you're, you know, making generous salads and juicing at home, these four products will give you this foundational nutrition that most people aren't getting, even if they're going to the farmer's market and eating whole foods. There's, you know, just an epidemic of depleted topsoil that don't give us our, you know, trace mineral content. And our guts are being ravaged, our lower gut is being ravaged by glyphosate and other environmental toxins, which make it so that even if we give ourselves, our bodies really, really high level nutrition, we may not be absorbing it, because the microvilli that are responsible for the nutrient absorption in your lower gut might be ravaged by environmental toxins. So these four products are going to help you get all of your cellular nutrition, your vitamins, minerals, omega fatty acids. It's going to give you a super bioavailable vegan pre-digested amino acid protein that is, you know, like 10 to hundreds of times as effective as eating protein that goes and gets digested in your lower gut. This protein is clinical grade, used in hospitals, that goes right into your lymphatic system and feeds your muscles, giving your body 99% bioavailable protein with no taxing on the digestive system, no fecal matter created, no taxing of any of the internal organs. It's going to give you, it's going to address internal inflammation in your system, as well as oxidative stress, and help you with your sleep cycles through the only plant in the world that contains naturally occurring melatonin, a trace amount, not enough to give you a dependency, but enough to help regulate your sleep. And so these four products are going to nourish your lower gut, to give you all of that nutrition, and to help you feel really, really good. Now, most importantly, our products taste good. A couple of times in this podcast, Ambie and Alexa talked about taste, and they were more referring to like traditional green foods. When you get the apple berry power shake, it tastes great. My sister just sent me this picture of her kids. She had gone to the bathroom, and my 2-year-old niece and 5-year-old nephew, she came back, and they had gotten into the cabinet. They skipped over the honey jar, and they went for the jar of power shake, and they were straight up eating the power shake powder.
Because I did that too.
It's so good. It tastes amazing. It's sweetened with monk fruit, lohan, which is the Chinese fruit of immortality. It's good for diabetics. It doesn't affect your blood sugar at all. It actually helps. So what I just want to say right here, that we're not doctors and we're not curing anything. All our products do is support the body to heal itself. And if you have a serious health concern, you should definitely check with your doctors about these products. In general, I feel that these products are, and what I've heard from the healthcare practitioners that I have talked to, is that these products are very harmonious with almost every and any health condition you might have. It's simple nutrition. When you get, you know, pharmaceuticals, most of the time your doctors aren't telling you to avoid any certain foods that would contraindicate with your pharmaceuticals. They may give you health advice, if they're great doctors, to change your lifestyle to support the healing that the pharmaceuticals are trying to help you have. But what we're doing here, it's just food. So the only contraindication that I am aware of, now feel free to check with your doctor, I encourage you to do so, but the only contraindication that I will mention that may be applicable to members, to listeners of this podcast, is that if you are pregnant, there is one product that some people will use during their cleanse that you should not use, and that is an herbal detoxing complex called Super Cleansar. And the only reason that you wouldn't use that is because you don't want, it's going to help you flush the toxins out of your system, but if you're breastfeeding or pregnant, it can actually flush the toxins into your breast milk, and we don't want that. So if you're pregnant and you want to do this with us, the rest of the protocol is absolutely ideal. It is perfect as a prenatal and as a postnatal, and to support breastfeeding mothers, this nutritional protocol is ideal for that. We have a huge amount of doulas and midwives who work with us in our program. But just to know that if you're pregnant, you should avoid the Super Cleanse R product. So basically, the core four is four products. It's your protein, fruit, vegetable, and then this lower gut cleansing product called Biomedic. And you're going to take the aminos in the morning. It's going to give you amazing protein to start your day and energy. You're going to have the power shake throughout your day, which is all your vitamins and minerals, omega fatty acids, cellular nutrition. It tastes great. It's got 12 servings of vegetables in every single shaker cup that you'll make. You don't have to have a blender. You just shake it up with water and it's ready just like that. You could add it into your smoothies if you want, but it's super easy. We've got the apothecary, which is the tart cherry juice concentrate that is for the inflammation, oxidation, and the sleep regulation. And then we have the Biomedic, which is going to chelate and remove the glyphosate from the lower gut and reheal the damage done there. The only product in the world which is scientifically proven to address the glyphosate problem, which is already becoming an epidemic. And so we're really passionate about helping people do that cleansing work. So when you do the core four, you don't really have to change your lifestyle, although we encourage you to eat as healthy as possible. But this basically replaces about a meal to a meal and a half per day, sometimes two, depending on the person. We don't market it as a meal replacement per se, but when you feed your body high level, really ultra nourishing nutrition, then you tend to be less hungry for other things. So it actually saves you money, saves me money on my grocery bill, because the core four is about $5 a day for those products. And you get a 30-day supply of that. And many of us who have done the transformation, we continue to do the core four on a daily basis, month after month. And it just becomes an integrated part of our lifestyle. And it's really easy. And that's one of the big things that we're really passionate about, is helping busy people have an easy source for nutrition in their body, in their lifestyle. And so this is really great for super busy people, including moms, parents, but really anyone who wants an easy source of energy and nutrition. Now, one of the things that Ambie mentioned was she talked about coffee. Now, with the core four, you don't necessarily need to give up coffee. Like, we're not trying to tell anyone how to live their lives. You can do whatever you want. We just want to give you this foundation of nutrition on the daily basis so you can feel as good as you want. And then you can decide what your health goals are from there. I definitely have a latte every once in a while and love it. However, we do love to help people become more healthy. And when you look at the long-term effects of being a daily coffee drinker and of being addicted to caffeine, it definitely has its health toll on your body. So if that's something you want to do, we can help you. Now, for the 10-day transformation, we are going to encourage you, in order to achieve the results you want, to let go of coffee or caffeine for that time. But we do have some products which can help support your body so you don't get withdrawal symptoms or headaches. An extra product we add on is called Be Energetic. And if you get that and start taking it double dose, it's on the bottle for your first couple weeks, then you, or even a week before you start your 10-day transformation, then you will be able to avoid any sort of headaches or withdrawal symptoms from letting go of caffeine. And most people find that they have even better, longer lasting, more clear energy that doesn't lead to a crash or cloudy head later when they use these products for energy rather than coffee. That being said, I still enjoy a latte or a cappuccino here and there, and I'm no purist when it comes to this. I definitely enjoy all sorts of different kinds of food, but I find I can enjoy them more when I'm not relying on them and when I can really have them here and there and really savor them. So you're going to do a pre-cleanse of at least a several days, maybe a week of the core four before you move into your transformation. So that's why it's important if you want to do this, you order your product soon because, you know, holiday shipping and all that. And we want you to start your core four before the New Year's so that come January 2nd, when we're starting, not the first, we'll give you a day to recover, that you're already using the core four and that you're ready to launch into your 10-day on the January 2nd. So we'll talk about ordering later. But basically, you do your pre-cleanse of the core four for a little bit, and then you go into your 10-day transformation. The transformation is you're basically using the Power Shake and the Aminos three times as much. So you're taking them three times a day. You're doing something every 2 hours. You set alarms on your phone. And you cut, during this time, you cut out all meat, dairy, processed sugar, caffeine, alcohol, capsicums, nightshades, and starches. But you can eat a lot of foods. You can eat a lot of simple fruits and vegetables like kale, broccoli, squash, cucumber, avocado, celery, apples, berries, melon, veggie broth, sauerkraut, herbal teas, nut milks. And we have lots of recipes that you can use with your flex foods. So you're going to be following this protocol. And that being said, you can alter the protocol as you wish. It's your cleanse. So we give you a protocol which will, if you stick to it as closely as possible, will give you the health goals that you might want to achieve. And the further you stray from it, the less likely that you'll achieve those health goals. However, something is better than nothing. And even if you're taking these products and not following the protocol, you're still going to get an extremely high amount of nourishing, clean nutrition into your body, which is always good. So for 10 days, we'll follow this protocol where we're using these products, we're cutting out certain foods and eating other kinds of foods. And then we offer a container online for support and accountability. So we have a Facebook page. And my mentor has a big team of folks who all work with these products, and we rotate actually doing these cleanses, group cleanses every month, where we have a Facebook event page and we post live videos every day and we post recipes. And we have some of the most senior yoga teachers in America who work with us on my team. And my team is leading the cleanse this month. And that includes Ambie and Alexa and a lot of other really cool people. So we'll be offering yoga poses for cleansing as well. All this is stuff that normally you'd pay a lot of money for, but it's free when you order the products. So whether or not you're a customer or a brand partner, you can participate in the group cleanse for free. So it's 10 days and we're starting on the 2nd of January. To the 12th of January. And then after you're done with your 10 days, you can either go back to the core four and ease your way off the transformation, ideally staying on the core four on an ongoing basis, or exploring the rest of our 60 products, including athletes products, kids products, and all sorts of very particular products which help you do things like clean your neuroreceptor sites or balance your hormones or various things like that. Or you can keep the 10-day protocol going as I did. I went to 17 days because I was enjoying my results so much, burning off the fat, building the muscle, feeling more clear, resetting my relationships with food. So with the 40-day pack, you have enough product that you can keep your protocol going for longer than 10 days if you want to. And we can support you in doing that when that rolls around. Then you go back to the core four, and then you can just continue however you want. You can continue taking advantage of our community. You can share it with other people. We give you guides for sharing on social media in a real and authentic way, as I was talking about earlier. If you'd like to explore sharing it with people, you can either refer them to Ambie and Alexa using their code, or you can get codes for yourself and make 20% on anything that any of your customers order. We'll walk you through all of the sharing and all of that part, and you can choose to do that or not. You can choose to take before and after pictures if you want, just for yourself or to share with your friends and family. We always make sure and emphasize that we're not reinforcing any cultural beauty standards. We're simply helping you achieve your health goals. So that's basically what it's going to be like. It's going to be awesome. We have all sorts of really sweet people on our team. And I think what you'll find is a hidden gem in all of this is the community. You're going to make a lot of new friends and get access to a super supportive community of eco-minded, just incredible activist artists, mamapreneurs, all sorts of amazing people that are here to support you and cheer you on. And we can't wait for you to be part of this, because you will be an integral part of the process and of the community. So now I just want to break down real fast what the price is and how you order, how that works. So like I said, you can be a customer or a brand partner. Either way, if you're a customer, you can upgrade to being a brand partner later. However, if you know that you want to get some codes to share, whether you're interested in building a secondary stream of income, replacing your job or bringing your partner home from work, or whether you just want to share here and there because you are passionate about health and wellness and care about your community, either way, you can be a brand partner from the beginning or upgrade later. So how it works is that this particular protocol, the 40-day protocol, consists of basically 60 meals, 30 days of the core three, which is about a meal a day, core four, sorry, which is about a meal a day, and then 10 days of the transformation, where it's about three meals a day, although you will eat some flex foods as well. So it's about 60 meals. And after your gift code is applied, so Ambi and Alexa have a gift code that you can use, and they'll tell you that in a minute. After you apply their gift code, you get $50 or 25% off your order, depending on which one's bigger, whichever one's larger. So if you're getting the 40-day package, the 25% is larger. And then the cost, I believe, I don't even know the actual cost, the retail cost off my top of my head, because everyone always uses the code. But basically, after you use the code, it breaks down to about $320 for the 40-day ultimate nutrition package. So that's about, $7, $8 per meal. And then when you go down to just the core four on an ongoing basis, it goes down to $5 per day. On an ongoing basis, but the 40-day package is going to be about $320. And you can look at all the packages on ishoppurium.com. I would suggest starting with the 40-day ultimate nutrition package. There are three different other 40-day packages. I think the ultimate nutrition is the best. And if you're interested in weight loss, there's a weight loss one, but we can also customize the 40-day ultimate nutrition to be both the benefits of that one and the weight loss one. So we can talk about that if you're interested later. And so you can buy that package as a customer, and then you get a residual 15 to 25% off on ongoing orders. If you order within 30 days of your last order, you get 25% off. If you order within 15 days of your last order, over 30 days of your last order, then you get 15% off, and then the clock resets. So that's for brand partners and customers. There's no incentive financially in terms of the cost of products for being a brand partner. That's one of the things that we do to be in abundance, is make sure that everyone can get the same discount. So if you're interested in being a brand partner, then from the beginning, then you can start at puriumenrollment.com, enroll and add the launch pack, which is the business qualification package that includes you getting unlimited redemptions of your own code for a year, and you make 20% off everything that all your customers buy. And to do that, you can basically, to start off with, if you're ordering $0 to $249 in product, then the launch pack costs $199. If you are ordering $250 to $499 in product, then the launch pack costs $99. And if you're ordering over $500 in product, then the launch pack is free. So most people do that because they get the 40-day ultimate nutrition pack, and then they add in a CBD. Maybe we make the cleanest and the cheapest CBD on the market that's, you can order nationwide and is legal, from a full spectrum hemp oil combined with a CO2 isolate CBD. It is 54 cents per milligram, which is way, way cheaper than the industry averages. So you could add in a CBD, you could add in Can't Beat This, which I thought tasted great from the very beginning, and most people do. And that's what I call our hippie Kool-Aid, because it's beetroot and coconut water and maca and cordyceps and a little bit of green coffee berry extract in your vermouth for a pick-me-up, but plenty of adaptogens to balance out the stimulants. That's from our athletes package. So basically, when you go through Purium enrollment, there are some suggested $500 packs if you want to get the launch pack for free. But then you could also customize your own package. So that's how it works. And, you know, honestly, there are people in this business model who treat this like a business, who are making more than doctors and lawyers make. And if you think about the amount of money that people invest into, you know, getting their law degree or their medical degree, you know, most people who start a small business are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, at least 50, and having to develop the whole thing themselves and all of the website and the products and the fulfillment, all of that, and then operate in the red for, you know, 3 to 5 years even sometimes. But with this, if you are looking to create a secondary stream of income or replace your primary stream of income, you can do that for just $500 and you're eating product. There's actually no investment. You're actually saving money on your grocery bill and you eat all the product. So it's basically a business in a box for free. I'm very passionate about that and I've done it myself. And so I love talking about it. Maybe we'll talk about that on a future episode and get more into the amazing opportunity of the business system. But basically that's how it works. No matter how you want to be involved, we just welcome you to come nourish your body and be a part of our New Year's group cleanse.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tala. That was an amazing in-depth description. I feel like I learned something every time I hear you describe it. There's just
And that's the nutshell.
That was the short version, y'all. So if you want to get nerdy with Tala, there's, like you said, Tala, you said there's other resources like videos and stuff that we can send them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we also hold a mastermind on Zoom Tuesday through Thursday every week. And we focus on products, on personal development, on business. And if you're a brand partner, you're invited to that every day. It's free. Unlike other masterminds, people pay tens of thousands of dollars for. And even if you're a customer, you're welcome to sit in and try it out and come to our mastermind. So yeah, there's a lot. And we do live events too all over the country. So there's a lot of opportunities to learn.
Yep. I went to a live event and it was awesome. Like some of the most high vibe people I've ever been around. Everyone was just so loving and happy. And it truly is just an amazing community. And, you know, we're really excited to be a part of it. Well, so
since you said that, I just have to plug that our next live event
okay, go for it.
Is being announced today. It's in Kauai and it's going to be on February, I believe, 23rd, that weekend. And my team is doing a whole weekend retreat. We have 2 days of entrepreneurial training and personal growth. We're doing a plant honoring ceremony, nature excursions. And truly, if you are interested in pursuing the entrepreneurial side of this, live events are the best because you will receive an amount of inspiration and conviction, get to meet the owners. This company is very small. So you get to like rub shoulders, ask questions of the owners of the company, have an amazing experience and also then be able to share that experience with people and invite them to events in the future. So come to Kauai with us. If you want to come, contact Alexa and Ambien and we'll give you all the details. It's very, very low cost. The ticket to the event itself, I think, is like $50 or something like that. And then it's just, you know, your airfare and lodging and all that kind of thing. So we'd love to have you with us.
Awesome. Yeah. If you guys are, I plan to make it to Hawaii at some point. I was saying this year, I was like this year, Hawaii. So maybe I'll be there. Who knows? So we are going to put in the show notes, the link to buy products or check out how to be a brand partner. Our code is for this podcast is Bloom, BLOOM. So you can put that in when you are checking out if you do want to join us for this group transformation. And it should give you either $50 or 25% off your order, whichever one is bigger. And we will put that in the show notes as well. But Tala, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for all of this amazing information. Thanks for having this conversation. Thanks for speaking so eloquently on it. Thanks for riling us all up again because I'm like so re-energized about this again. We will be with you for the cleanse on January 2nd. Ambi, anything you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you so much to Tala for coming on and educating myself and everyone about the company and also about the products and what it does. And if you guys have any questions or if you have any resistance about this, feel free to email us because we'd be more than happy to, you know, chat that out with you guys you know, we're, I feel like Alexa and I are pretty open books, so we'd be more than happy to do anything like that.
Yep. Awesome. Well, I just have to say thank you to both of you for being such awesome friends and amazing hosts, and just for putting yourselves out there to, you know, connect with people via this amazing platform of this podcast. And thank you for inviting, you know, the movement disguised as a company, Purium, in to not only help people, but also to be able to support the podcast by giving, you know, 20% of everything people buy back to the podcast to support it. So thank you all for having me on today. And I can't wait to come on again sometime in the future.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much, Tala. Keep on blooming. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.